What's up, fellow humans? Colin here, the Wild CEO. This is going to be a simulcast show. I'm going to do it on the Shut Up, No One Cares podcast, and I'm going to do it on the Ancestral Mind podcast because this is a big idea. It's one of those things that applies to all of us. No matter what you're trying to achieve in life, if you're here listening to this, you want to achieve something. You want to be a better person. That's a given. Everything is rooted in your mind, how you think. There should be more emphasis on this. There should be more emphasis on avoiding the biases that humans fall into and the bad thinking patterns and all the things that we do as a species that is really kind of our biology trying to be stuck 10,000 plus years in the wild, yet we're thrown in these modern environments with all the complexity, all the constant information. Just the things that are in our world today are mismatched to our biology. And I think one of those first principles to be effective in life, to be happy, even to find fulfillment, is to figure out a framework, a way of thinking that's going to get you the things you want in life. Not everybody wants to become a billionaire. That's fine. Some do, and some are willing to sacrifice to make that happen. Billionaires got to think a certain way. Average person's got to think a certain way. Doesn't matter what you're trying to achieve. You have to think a certain way to get the life that you want. If you want a life that is based on family fulfillment, giving back, things like that, if you want a life that has financial security, if you want to be a billionaire, a millionaire, whatever, you're going to have certain thought patterns that are going to help you do that. Now, today, I want to just talk about just bringing awareness to this idea and the idea of input versus output, and we'll talk about that. And then maybe some strategies for just thinking more abundantly in general, because I think that there are two ways, if we broke this down to the first principles, that we could think. There's a negative scarcity mindset, which is the idea that there's only so much to go around and you have to fight for yours and, you know, don't share because you need it for yourself, et cetera. And there's the abundance mindset that doesn't really believe in competition. The market, the world, there's so much abundance. We can never capitalize on it. And so we might as well just go out and help others and give and be open to new ideas and things and even embrace competition. These are big topics in and of themselves that are worth unpacking. But the idea of today is you are what you think. If you are what you think, how do you control how you think? That's not as easy to answer. The one way to think about it, and there's many, variables here, but one of the ways that I want you to think about today is your inputs. What are you letting into your brain? What are you letting into your eyes and your ears? Because fundamentally, that is the first place that's going to have a direct, exact effect on how you think. And then how you think is going to determine how happy you are, how fulfilled, whether you're successful or not in your own terms, whatever those are. How you think is the epicenter. To first control how you think, you have to get down to the inputs. And this is not something people think about. Most people don't focus on their inputs. They might think about how they think. They might want to be better. They might kind of kick themselves. Why'd I do that? I should be better. But they don't go into the really base foundational principles of why they think that way in the first place. Now, there's other ways to do this. There's like therapy. There's addressing things with your friends and family and how they affect you. Maybe even getting rid of some friends or calling the time you spend with them back or leaving the room if they're going to engage in drama or gossip or maybe not going out with them Friday nights. That's a topic for another day. People are a huge influence. But right now, though, we have our phones. You're watching this or listening to this on a phone or a computer or a tablet, right? This is one of the most important ways that we get information into our brains. Today, it's probably the way we get most of it, actually. If we're not conscious and cognizant of what we're letting into our eyes and ears this way, well, we're going to end up with ideas and beliefs and thought patterns that we didn't even really plan for. And that in a lot of cases, based on the internet, and what you can see, are probably going to be fighting against us. Now, if you're consuming motivational content and you're watching how-to videos to upgrade your skills and you're learning things about business and you're trying to, you know, learn from successful people and do all these things, like that's great. Like that's going to give you a benefit for sure. And there's probably a way to optimize that. But if you're scrolling aimlessly on social media, if you're watching people's accounts online that look perfect and it makes you have FOMO, it makes you feel like you're not good enough and it does other things like that, well, obviously, that is a huge, huge influence on your life and how you go about your day to day and how you think about yourself and how you think about the world. And as long as you have those inputs in your life, it's going to drag you down. You're going to limit yourself. You're going to handcuff yourself. So the really basic fundamental idea for today that's never going to change is you are what you think, and you can definitely think better or worse and be more effective in this regard. And the inputs that go into your life, that you let into your life, whether it's fear-mongering news, whether it's social media, whether it's toxic gossip, prank videos, or things like that, the things you let into your life, the inputs, influence how you think. Therefore, the inputs influence the results you get in life. So you notice that people that are negative, they always have something to be negative about. It's not new. We didn't need a virus to come along for negative people to find something to be negative about. Before the virus came along, the news was hammering on something else that was a problem or this or that or whatever. There's always something to be negative about. So you just really have to decide, do you want your life filled with negativity or do you want your life filled with positivity and abundance? Because the more it's focused on negativity, the more you develop that scarcity mindset. The more it's focused on positivity, the more you can build an abundance mindset. And I promise you this, there's more abundance than any of us could ever possibly fathom. I'll expand on that in future episodes. For today, the idea is control your inputs and then shape them to get the effect you want, to think the way you want. And I can promise you right now that a lot of that negativity and the fear mongering and the even politics and divisiveness and all the crap that you see that gets a lot of likes and views online because humans are addicted to it. That stuff's not doing you any favors. It's not. And if you're the type to go on social media and get FOMO and it makes you feel bad about yourself, then obviously, please get off social media or unfollow those people. There's no rule or law where you have to follow those people just because everyone else's your friends are. And then for another day, control the conversations and what you engage in with your peer group. And if you have a group of coworkers you go to lunch with every day and they gossip and eat junk food and you don't want to do that, then you can't go to lunch with them. Or you got to pack your lunch and you're going to have to deal with like the ridicule they're going to give you for doing so. Whatever. You have to control your inputs. You have to control your environment. And that's going to control how you think. And that's going to control your results. That's a big thought for today. Don't just listen to it. Don't just feel good, feel fuzzy. Take some damn action with this. Do something. Make a list of the things in your life that you can maybe call back or that you could add. Replace some of those shallow bits of content with something educational. Documentaries, whatever. I'm rooting for you. But you got to take action. You got to take responsibility. I'll see you in the next one.